for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. My name is Nia Roy, and I am your host for today, as always. I am a clinical hypnotherapist, graphologist, and a yoga teacher here at Illuminations. And we are back with another episode with another speaker. And for today's episode, we will be dwelling into the captivating realm of Kundalini energy and exploring the powerful synergy between sound healing and its awakening. So through a combination of resonance sound healing instruments and intentional toning, everyone can harness the profound potential of Kundalini energy to enhance your spiritual growth as well as your own well-being. So my guest for today is Sonia. Sonia is a sound healing teacher as well as a BioWell practitioner. And very interestingly, she used to be a mechanical engineer as well. So her life has absolutely transformed because of this. So in this episode, Sonia will be sharing her experiences with Kundalini energy and how the perception of reality completely changes once the energy is awakened. So, without further ado, join us as we unravel the ancient practices and techniques that can facilitate the raising of Kundalini energy through the harmonious vibrations of sound. So welcome, 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 Sonia. It's so lovely to have you back for another episode.
Thank you so much. It is truly a pleasure to be back.
So today our topic is about awakening Kundalini through vibrational resonance. So I'm sure a lot of our listeners who are used to the kind of episodes that we put out, I'm pretty sure everyone's aware of the word Kundalini or at least heard about it. But I'm sure not everyone knows what exactly it is. So let's just start with that. Could you explain to us what exactly is Kundalini energy and what does it mean to awaken it?
Yes. Well, first, it is truly a fascinating topic. We can talk about this for ages. Yeah. But we see that this life force, which is Kundalini energy, is present in different cultures. Mm-hmm. So for example, if you go to the Andes, you see the representation of the body, the spirit, and consciousness in three different animals. This is the way the shamans will do it. So the heavens or the spirit will be the condor, the puma will be the body, and then the serpent will be the consciousness.
Right.
Yeah. And then we have in Mexico, for example, the representation of the feather serpent, which is one of the gods of these ancient tribes. So it's definitely the consciousness
that runs through our body.
Yes, like there are many ways to awaken this Kundalini energy.
Yeah,
you could be reading a book about consciousness, about different dimensions, about our nature as human beings. Mm. And then suddenly this energy will start moving.
So it's about building your awareness or perception into different ideas, different concepts that leads you to understanding more about yourself. Is that what it is?
It is definitely the rising of a consciousness. And then we see that this has a direct impact in the body, mm-hmm. and as you mentioned before, in the way we see reality, in the way we perceive our lives, and in all the, you know, daily interactions.
Right. So when it comes to awakening, like the words awakening, the words raising, and when we see images of the serpent within the human body all going up, like what does that indicate, and why is it depicted that way?
Yeah, well, basically it's depicted that way because the energy is dormant. It says to be dormant in the root chakra.
Right.
Right. And so the life force is there.
Right.
Waiting for the moment to rise.
Yeah.
And start the journey into the different chakras.
Yeah.
So in India, the base of a Kundalini awakening is working through the chakras. Mm. And there are different mantras that can be used for that. And also body postures and, you know, breath work. You can do fasting. There are many ways to do
right.
it. So that then this energy starts rising and you start experiencing different sensations in your body. And different patterns are revealed to you that are inside of you, but they are coming into your consciousness.
Right.
To be embraced.
So when you say when it's rising, right, does it have an end goal or an end position, or can it just stop anywhere within the body?
The way I see it is it rises and then it goes down again.
Okay.
And it's like cycles. So okay. there is not one trajectory and that's it. Mm. I'm there. There are, you know, different paths.
Right.
We do it again. There is one cycle. And then we integrate. We embody this new state of consciousness. And here we go again.
So it's almost like having different kind of personalities, but each time it's just a better version of yourself.
You could say that way.
That's one way of, because I know, like, based on the things that I've read, when people say, oh, I've had a Kundalini awakening, or and so on, it can sound like something that's very magnificent and great. But I imagine as much as spiritual and poetic as it sounds, probably isn't like that all the time, is it?
No, actually, with the rising becomes or comes to you lots of cleansing. Mm. So you are facing your fears, for example, because the fears cannot be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you can do this work. It's revealed to you either in this so-called reality or in the dream world or in a meditation. You know, you start facing your own dragons, let's say that way. And reality starts changing because your frequency changes.
Mm.
With that, some relationships will leave you, some changes in the work or job or, you know, your reality starts moving because this energy is changing your vibration.
Right.
Yeah. And right. it can be periods that are very frightening.
Because yes. it can almost, that you can go through periods where everything is falling apart.
Yes.
And in that moment, you may not look at it like, oh, my Kundalini is rising. You can look at it, nothing's working out for me. Everything is falling apart. My life is a hell. And perhaps this could also be one of the reasons why a lot of people go into depression, suicidal tendency, because on the outside, it looks like it's crumbling. But a different take on it is it's just your energy shifting and things that no longer serve you are falling out and
absolutely.
Making room for things that are meant for you.
Yes, absolutely. And there is one way that this is lived as well, which is you start feeling so alone because your friends suddenly are not there. Even your marriage, everything starts changing. And you feel like no one understands you.
Yeah. It sounds like you've had this experience for yourself. Could you share your story?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's difficult sometimes to share most of all that part.
Yeah.
Because definitely I felt like left out from groups.
And like, how did you know what the signs were? Like, how did this start happening for you? Where were you before it started? What was the process like? And how did you go through that?
Yes. All right. So I've been always interested in spirituality. When I was studying engineering, I was reading about metaphysics. So it was always in me, you know, looking for the truth. What is the truth of life or of the universe? But definitely when I started working with sound healing, this catapulted me into having these experiences of Kundalini awakening. So I was feeling my body moving and I wasn't able to control the movements. And it's a feeling that is very electric. Like you literally feel that everything is moving. And it can be scary because you cannot control it.
Right. Yes. Do you know what triggered it? Like, was there any specific emotion or an incident that was a trigger for this?
It was sound. The sounds triggered everything. But I am sure that I was ready for that. Yeah. So I was reading, I was researching, I was very interested in opening my consciousness, and then sound healing came to me, and this was a tool that helped me experience this openness of my consciousness.
And as this happened, how did you start viewing your environment or your life shifting as a byproduct?
Well, the first thing that was very interesting is that I started having lucid dreams.
Okay, and what exactly are lucid dreams?
A lucid dream is a dream where you are conscious that you are dreaming. Like you wake up inside the dream and you know
that you're dreaming.
Your body is in your bed, but you're dreaming.
Oh, wow.
But you're fully conscious of your dream.
Wow.
So in those dreams, I started having initiations. I started facing my fears. So, for example, in one of the dreams, I saw my little son dying. And, you know, I was like, no, what is this? You know, so dramatic, the moment. And suddenly I realized, no, this is an illusion. And everything shifted. And I felt literally like a tunnel of light pulling me from that dream. This tunnel of light that we know to be the higher self integrating and coming. And I had that experience many times, facing my fears mostly. Fears of abandonment, fears of not having my home, fears of, you know, the death of my loved ones, again and again and again. until I got to a point where I didn't have emotions in my dreams. And nowadays I dream like looking at a movie. Like, yeah, I know this is a dream. It's nice. Sometimes a dream can bring these negative patterns, but I don't have any emotions engaged in the dream.
So it what you started noticing was these dreams, like that was the first step.
Yes.
And then after that, how did you see your life getting impacted?
Yes. Well, first the body was going through lots of purge, and I was connecting as well with my spiritual guides or my higher self. So I was guided into the process. I was told to do fasting. I was told to, I mean, not told, my body
just
suddenly
knew.
Started craving, oh, I want a lemon with something green, like, you know, and literally like salivating for things like that we normally don't, right? So I was guided into this purging or cleansing of the body.
Yeah.
And that then made this energy going you know, moving forward and becoming stronger, stronger, stronger. So stronger initiations that happened then not only in my dreams, but also in my reality.
Yeah.
And I needed to, you know, cope up with everything. Very interesting. It's,
absolutely. It sounds like it. So what would you say are guidance or guiding information that you could share with our listeners when it comes to identifying this awakening process, and what can they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, you can identify it if you have these tremors in the body, mm-hmm. when you come to, for example, a sound healing session or during a meditation or mm-hmm. breath work, whatever it is, you feel that your body is moving. This is an indication that the Kundalini is rising. And then definitely finding someone that can guide you. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, trust yourself, because your soul will guide you. Right. This guidance can be, for me, happened in my dreams, but for someone else, it could be find this person to guide you or use another tool. You know, mm-hmm. for me, it was sound healing that, to be honest, is one of the fastest routes I found, because I also explored other methods.
Yeah.
But most definitely working with the own voice, because this awakening, I saw it as well in my students. Most of all, in those that work with the voice, the vocal sound healing training, they will experience these movements in the body, suddenly channeling energies.
Wow.
Couldn't stop crying. Like, you know, you see these manifestations of the Kundalini energy, and you need to have the proper space to embrace that.
Oh, wow. Yes. That's amazing. So this sounds very exciting, very new. I want to now touch base on the role of vibrations mm-hmm. in this awakening of Kundalini. So we spoke about the kind of experiences that we can have. But let's talk about tools that we can use to support, such as you mentioned, the voice, yes. the sound. Could you share some light on that?
Yes, absolutely. So the way I see it is the instruments that we use for sound healing sessions, they normally have overtones. And when we chant in sound healing sessions, the overtones will come naturally. Mm. So overtones are always present. Mm. When you have a fundamental sound, you have always overtones. But when you are able to listen to them at the same time, you know for sure that you are a multidimensional being. Mm. Like all your cells start vibrating with this wisdom. Yes, I am in this body, but I am more than this. And again, and again, and again. And then suddenly you start opening these portals into these dimensions, into these experiences that you could have. Mm. Yeah. So for me, it happens first, you are looking into opening your consciousness, and the sounds can help you with that. So this is pretty much in the mind. Mm. But then when you are in the presence of the sounds, all the cells vibrate with this knowing. Mm. So that then it's not only the software, it is in the hardware as well.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So how often can or should people do this as a daily practice or a week, a periodic practice? And how can they do this? Or could you give us some insight on that?
Yeah. Well, we have a practice in the training, in the vocal sound healing training, which is toning into each chakra. Mm. So we can do that daily, mm-hmm. and that definitely will change completely your energy and will produce this awakening of the Kundalini energy. So that's what I have found is the most profound practice.
Okay.
And definitely come into sound healing sessions. And having your intention, basically. Your intention is, I want to open my consciousness. I want to raise my Kundalini. the path will guide you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Sonia, for sharing all of this insight with us. I think this has been quite insightful and awakening, for lack of better words. But before we end this episode, could you share any last words for our listeners, and also let them know where can they find you and how can they seek help?
Yes, absolutely. So I would like to share that this is a very exciting path. Sure, there is a period where you will be cleansing and you will be confronting your fears, but you will get to a point where you will experience so many synchronicities in your life that is almost like magical. Mm. Like you will see that the dream world suddenly impacts the reality and vice versa. That whatever you want, whatever you need will come to you easily. Like specifically, I need this amount of money and the same amount of money will come to you the day you need, or the people will tell you messages. So it's truly an adventure. Yeah. And I would like to encourage everybody to pursue this. But definitely having the guidance really helps, so that then that period you can pass it, you know, the first period that is very challenging, you can pass it with success, let's say that way. What was the other question?
Just where can they find you?
Yes, you can find me at Illuminations, both in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, JLT. And I offer here some healing sessions and trainings as well. Yes.
Thank you so much, Sonia. And thank you to all our viewers who are tuning in from across the globe. We will see you once again with another speaker, with another episode. Until then, stay safe and live life.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.